Breed brought that up. After they had beaten Oklahoma, they beat Texas, I believe it was. And, yeah, they beat Oklahoma, then they beat Texas. I thought that was kind of a statement game that it wasn't – that we're just here for a week or two on occasion.
Well, we got a lot of responses. After the show is over with, got plenty of responses, and I've been holding on to those, and I've got those lined up. And at some point, if we got a little bit of free time, Absolutely. We can roll through that. But definitely wasn't the Texas game that most people picked. It was either the OU game or the TCU game, even though the TCU game was really about just the fourth quarter if you were a Baylor fan. But, yeah, those seem to be two of the more popular games that people would go back and watch in full, but we'll get to that a little bit later on.
We will get to that later on, but we're now joined by Baylor offensive line coach Joe Wickline, who is someone that I bumped in on occasion when he was recruiting in East Texas back when I was there in television and radio. Joe Wickline, Paul Catalina, Craig Smoke. I'm David Smoke. Coach, how you been?
Outstanding. Sick 'em Bears. Yes. We're rolling, baby.
Yeah,
we're rolling.
How much have you had to adjust along with everybody else just because of technology playing even a bigger role than ever before right now?
It's never a dull moment with me. I tell you what, thank God for my young GAs. And they helped me out a lot. And everything's on computer. I've kind of had to put my clipboard, my legal pad aside and writing things up. It's gone well, though. It's gone well. You know, Robert Perez, our video technician, everything Coach Aranda has set up, it's been very organized, been very detailed and clear and concise. So things have gone really well. They've gone well.
You have, as well, in your career, had an amazing amount of success. 5 All-Americans, 17 players you coached became NFL draft picks. 4 separate players have been Big 12 Offensive Linemen of the Year. You've been in this conference many times, originally the first time with Baylor, then Oklahoma State, then UT and West Virginia. It just kind of compiles. Is that something that you use when it comes to anyone who wants to become a part of the Baylor program? Is that something you bring up, or is that something that they already know?
Well, I kind of think that, with social media, it's a different time nowadays, they pretty much have an idea of this guy or that guy. I've obviously been blessed. I've been a part of some great programs and great staffs and had the opportunity to be with some great players and coaches. So it's worked out for me well. But, you know, we'll talk about what we can do for them now. It's really about the future. It's about how can I help them. Here's what we've done in the past, but here's what's going on now that can put you in position to not only get a great degree, be successful in life, but also what can we do to make you a great football player, you know, from the ground zero, the day you step in to the day you leave.
Coach, the offensive line's been building here. When Coach Rhule stepped in, they only had 6 of them on scholarship, and then they grew and grew. They played pretty well last year based on the previous performance the year before, but they still had a little ways to go. Not to say that you have a bit of a mountain to climb, but with getting a group in and kind of learning a new system and kind of having no spring, how does that make it more of a challenge? Because the offensive line needs to learn to dance together as 5 guys.
They do, you know, continuity and cohesion. Me knowing you knowing me, the left hand, the right hand, it all ties together. I've always been a guy that have been accused of moving guys, and we'll do that. We'll move right, left, guard, inside, outside to know the system, to be in position to play anywhere on the line. So we'll move guys around a lot, and they'll learn all the spots. So that's the continuity and cohesion is important and critical in chemistry. But ultimately, with what's going on now, it's obviously it is what it is. Everybody's facing the same thing. So it's all the same. I mean, basically, it's a tough situation for those out there. And we feel and our heart is out there for everybody. But from a football standpoint, you know, it's all even. I mean, no one's touching the field, so we can't break a huddle. And we're doing the best we can do with what we have. And it gets down to the culture. Coach Bell did a nice job last year with the line. And obviously Coach Rhule built a nice culture at Baylor. And we're able to work with young men that understand what it takes. And so far it's been really a lot of fun. Been a lot of fun.
Coach, how much did you know about what was already on campus when you made the decision to come to Baylor, and how have you gone about learning about the players that you will eventually get out there on the practice fields, hopefully sooner rather than later? How do you go about sort of organizing your group and what you're looking at right now, since you don't have your eyes on them on the practice fields?
Well, basically, I had a little bit of an advantage last year. I was able to travel to see all, to my son's game. My son played at West Virginia last year for Coach Brown, and to finish out his career, and did a nice job. And so I went and watched him play all the games, and I watched Baylor, and kept up with them. And what they've done is in the 3 years that they did, they brought them a long way from having that many scholarships. But we still have some pieces of the puzzle to work on. We got some work to do, and the good news is that we got great kids, we got great players, great young men. And the other good news is they all understand how to work. They understand what it takes. They come in, they're ready to go. They're big eyed. They ask great questions, and they're all tied in. So that's a gigantic start. So we just need to keep getting better at what we do and whatever we can use. Whether it's Zoom or whether it's mail out or whether it's discussions on the phone, we just keep getting better every day.
Baylor offensive line coach Joe Wickline with us on Sikkim 365 Radio. Is the offensive line of all position groups the one that would need or needs spring drill and practices and reps more than anything else?
Selfishly, I'm going to say so. You know, especially when you're learning people, you know, it's one thing to come in and watch some film maybe from last year, which we don't spend a lot of time watching. But, you know, you really don't know someone until you cross some hurdles together. You know, this wasn't done right. We need to fix this. You know, we're not very good at this, but we're really good at this. So let's work harder on this drill. Let's see how far we can take you. And then when that student athlete and that player sees himself have success from, you know what, that drill we were using, from that film we watched, from being corrected, hey, I got that done. I got that done so I can buy into what we're doing here. Well, those situations and those scenarios aren't available to us because, to me, offensive line is the hardest position to coach. You do the most unnatural things in a body position. Within no time between this play and that play, you got about X number of seconds to process it all versus this defense on this play, on this audible, set hike. The ball doesn't snap. So they have to be extremely smart guys and fundamentally sound. We got mechanics, we got schematics, and then we have application to what we're looking at. So it's a tough gig. But we got what we got. It is what it is. So we just keep moving forward and take one day at a time.
Based on what you just said, you know, that you've been around the Big 12 a little bit and had a couple of stops, and offense has kind of gone through this kind of wild wave in the Big 12 of where everybody was in the absolute hurry-up spread, and now people are starting to kind of morph that. What you guys are going to do, based on what Coach Fedora told us, is going to be kind of, you know, playing with the pace a little bit based on need. How have you seen the skill set of offensive linemen have to change with the way that offenses have continued to evolve, especially in this conference?
Well, I think it's pretty obvious, from a tempo standpoint. When it started, the defense hadn't really caught up yet. I mean, you were spread, you were in the gun, you were calling plays, you were subbing, and the defense is caught up, and obviously it's a chess game. And then we're going to do this, and you're going to do that, and they'll slow you down, and how do you stay out of second long? And then ultimately what happens is people start running the ball, and they get the plays in differently. We'll huddle. We'll slow down things. So what you get into is instead of a fast-paced, you get into a multi-tempo. And multi-tempo being, you know what, we're fast for a couple times, and we're in the huddle for a couple times, then we're medium, and then we go back to fast, and trying to keep people off balance, trying to eliminate your mismatches and then get into the best play at the same time. It's a chess game. And so as far as a lineman goes, you start getting a little bit thicker guy. You start running a few more gap schemes. You can't get away with some of the slender guys anymore. Maybe we're more of a hybrid team. We're more of a shotgun run, a running game, play action game with the ability to do all of it. So you get more balanced as far as when you pick your linemen out, as far as your mass and your girth.
The coaching staff has been put together from various places. Obviously, there were some pre-existing relationships with Coach Aranda and guys that he's known or has coached with before. How has the assistant coaching staff gotten to gel, mold, get to know each other better throughout this time you guys have been on campus?
You know, we haven't been through a lot together. But I will say this, the chemistry lack of ego, the productive meetings we have, we're all in this together. We're all in the same circle. The job that Coach Aranda has done, the coordinators, who obviously have been head coaches and the people that have joined in, get it. And, the players can see that, the people, in around us can see that. We're having a lot of fun. We got great kids, and the staff is very, very tight. We're very tight together, and we believe the same thing, and we're all going the same direction. And it's been a lot of fun, and I'm excited about it.
Russell Okung, Connor Williams, who's now with the Cowboys, Corey Hilliard, Kelvin Garman, young man that was, of course, in under your wing as well. Lomas Brown, is that the most decorated player you ever had as after even he left college?
I think obviously Lomas was an outstanding player. I was a young guy working for Coach Shanahan, but he was a special guy. I mean, he was a special guy, and I don't know how much higher you can get.
Mm-hmm.
But in college, I would say that Russell Okung was a guy, and Max Starks was a guy at Florida I coached, sure. and he was a great player. I know it was a bunch of good ones, but again, that's talent. Those guys were good players. They're good people. They're tough people. They're good players, and so I just was a part of their life and was glad to be a part of their life.
How do you replace the alpha dog of the offensive line when it comes to leadership experience in Tecklenburg? Because that was kind of the man. He was the one, and Baylor's always had. Every team has one. Is that something that just kind of morphs through even this bizarre offseason you have?
Well, yeah, but I mean, again, whether I'm still at the same, I'm at the place for the fifth year or I'm here in the fifth month, you're going to have a plan to have, what we call get the eight ready to go, get your third guard, your third tackle, and have a plan for three centers, which however that makes out, because no one guaranteed an injury. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, it's a tough game. So you got to move whether someone's here or not. Now, as far as the leadership goes, that's another reason I didn't mention you miss spring, because you need those times. You need those long scrimmages. You need those bad days, when things aren't fun and it gets toward the end and you find out who's going to raise up and be a leader. But we'll have time for that. We'll get to that. And you really don't worry about who's gone. You congratulate them. You care about them, and you have a lot of joy for them. But you're really looking in front of you, and let's move forward. Let's go forward. Let's climb the mountain. We're all going to do it together. Let's get this thing done. Let's go forward.
You, when you left here before, did you ever think you would come back to a place when you leave one? Did you ever think about that as a coach?
No. You know what? You just put everything to have. I loved West Virginia and working for Coach Holgorsen and great guy and great staff and a great opportunity there. So you put everything you have into that. And of course, before that, it was Texas. And you put everything you have with Coach Strong and the things that he tried to do. And of course, Coach Gundy, that was there. I had the opportunity to work with him for a long time. And gosh dog, he's the best. And you just work hard. You put your nose to the grindstone and you sell your kids. This is what we're doing. And you get them to trust you. Because I'm going to make you better. We're all going to work together, and we're all going to be better because of it. And you get a good bunch of players, and you take one game at a time, and one week at a time, and one spring at a time. And this one's different, but we're all still together. We're all in this together, and things are getting better, and we're going to be better because of it.
There's not much that's been lost from what they had on the offensive line a year ago, and then you brought new people in. And I know you can't actually get into any specifics, but how much does it help, whether it's offensive line or any position now, Coach Wickline, that there is what is inside the transfer portal?
How much help? Obviously, if there's a glaring hole for whatever reason, whether it be an injury or for whatever reason at all, then obviously you have to look at that. How is this going to fit? Does he fit Baylor? I mean, does he fit our scheme? Does he want to come here and graduate and get a degree? Will he be successful here? Will he help us meet our goals? What are our goals? Our goals are to win championships. our goal is to win the Big 12. So, okay, can he meet that goal? Can he help us meet that goal? So there's a lot of variables that you go through when you do that. And in each position is specific. So, on what side of the ball you're at. So there's options out there, and there's guys that, you know what, if they meet those things, then heck yeah, you go after them, and it's your job, and you want to head up here. We can help you. You can help us. Let's see if we've got a fit here. And hopefully you can find that guy.
You have worn so many different colors in your career, whether it's jerseys or caps or whatever. I mean, T-shirts. How many do you still have, or do you get rid of them when you leave one place, or do you have kind of like a Joe Wickline closet Hall of Fame?
Well, here's who I know has them. My dad. My dad's 93. He was in World War II, and that's my best friend. That's my guy. He's down there in St. Pete. Every time I visit my dad, he's got something else on. And I'm not talking about just the last ones you mentioned. I'm talking about Middle Tennessee State, Delta State. I'm talking about teams that go way back, Ole Miss, And I said, well, Dad, where'd you get that at? And so my dad keeps me refreshed. I don't usually have a lot. I'm green, and I'm a Baylor Bear. And so what I got is Baylor Bear in my closet.
Joe, thanks for your time, Coach. Appreciate it. We appreciate you. We'll see you whenever that might be. We'll see you soon, we hope.
We appreciate y'all and what y'all do for us, and sick 'em.
All right, that's Joe Wickline, Baylor offensive line coach, 37. 37-